This podcast is part of the Podcast Arcade Network.
Hello and welcome to the Covert Nerd Podcast. Thank you for listening. It means a lot to me that you take the time out of your day to hear what I have to say. Today is another Choose Your Own Adventure live event. I always enjoy doing these. They're fun and entertaining. I hope you enjoy them as well. And if you do, please pause the podcast right now and share this episode with somebody else that you know that would like this type of podcast. I really would appreciate that. You can also look at the other different episodes from this series and send those out to somebody else. Or if you just see another topic that you like and you might think somebody else would like, please share it. You can go to covertnerd.net for all the different ways you can get in touch with me, find out when our next Choose Your Own Adventure live event is, and you can participate in the fun with Eddie and I. So without further ado, let's dive right in and nerd it up with Eddie and Choose Your Own Adventure.
Well, it looks like we've got a few people watching. So if you're watching and want to chime in, we just read these books. And when we get to a decision page, you get to decide. So just type it in the comment section there and we'll go wherever you want us to go. So if we get to a decision, it says go to page 8 to go to the saloon or page 12 to go into the desert. We'll go wherever you want us to go. So you guide us.
Yes, this is Choose Your Own Adventure. Lee and I are just your humble narrators.
Exactly. Hey, Matt D's in the chat and he says Sugarcane Island sounds like a lost section of candy. There, yeah, actually it does.
It's funny. Sugarcane Island is actually like the flat earth of candy,
of Candyland.
It's like, don't believe the Sugarcane Island propaganda.
It's not real.
It's a real place. Yeah. The wall of peanut brittle that leads over to the
you don't want to go there. Sugarcane Island. We'll get started here.
Here we go. Deadwood City.
Ooh, we've already got three choices, so let's get in and get the choices going. Imagine yourself on horseback, riding along a desert trail, humming a tune. In the distance, you can see the snow-capped peaks of the Rocky Mountains. You have been working as a cowhand in the Old West, but your last job was boring. So about a week ago... What's that?
I didn't know cows had hands. That's crazy.
How did that happen? You've been working as a cowhand in the Old West, but your last job was so boring, and about a week ago, you decided to pack it up and head on to Deadwood City. Now you are finally approaching your destination. It's late afternoon, it's a warm, dry day, and as you ride into town, a fresh breeze blows the dust into swirling clouds. The streets are nearly deserted, and a few people you see seem nervous and tense. You wonder what to do. You might go over to the saloon and see what's happening there. You know that in a western town, there is no better place to pick up the news than the saloon. But maybe you should go to the hotel. The clerk at the front desk can probably tell you what's doing in Deadwood City. Must be old or western. Western old timey talk, I guess. Besides,
what's doing Westwood
City? Now, so that's what you need to say tomorrow. What's doing?
I will. On the angry phone call.
Besides, you need a place to stay for the night. Then again, you might go to the sheriff's office. If there is trouble in Deadwood City, the sheriff is likely to know about it. There's our logic.
I like that we've lived in Deadwood City for a week, and we already are an expert on the
on Deadwood City. Never been there before. Our correspondence course taught me that. We've got three choices, everybody. Do we want to go to the saloon, the hotel, or the sheriff's office? You help us decide which of the three places we should go.
We have a vote for three over here, even though he's not commenting in the
go to the saloon, go to the hotel, or go to the sheriff's office and see what's... Go to the hotel, you get to see what's doing in Deadwood City.
What's doing in Deadwood?
Exactly.
We got one for saloon, we got two for saloon, and one for sheriff's office. Both from Eddie and the Cruisers, Star Cruisers. We got admin. Admin rights run amok!
Oh, no. All right.
We got two for saloon and two for sheriff counting of the vote here.
Oh, okay. So we are going to the saloon then, I guess. It's 2 out of 3, so
majority
wins. Saloon it is. So it's page 5. All right, Eddie, do you want to grab that one?
My God, I did a podcasting faux pas and ate a chip. Don't do that, kids. With a microphone.
Right into the microphone.
Just chew it up in the mic. You walk over to the saloon. There are about 10 people sitting at the bar. A bald man is at the piano, chewing on a cigar and banging out an old tune. Everyone looks around nervously when you walk in. You sit down at a table and order something to drink, a sarsaparilla, because you're only 7 years old. 12. Some card players nearby ask you if you'd like to be dealt in on a game of poker. You say, sure, why not?
Because you're 7. I don't even know
how to play poker. Because you're 8. Exactly. Yeah. It seems like a good chance to meet some people, because that's why guys play poker.
Oh, yeah.
One guy says, you know what the stakes in this game are? The loser has to go out and take care of Kurt Malloy. And you're like, is he sick? Is he injured? Well, why do I got to take care of him?
Take care of him.
Who's Kurt Malloy, you ask? King of the Outlaws. That's who he is.
Oh, wow.
He's coming to town. What kind of poker game is this?
You got to be a mercenary all of a sudden. I
just wanted to meet new people.
Yeah, I just want and drink my sarsaparilla and meet new people and play a poker game. That's now all of a sudden I'm taking out outlaws.
Exactly. This is a good chance for you and me, lead, who to now advertise our new dating app called Deadwood, where you get to go on and meet new people. And if you pick the wrong person, you got to go fight a gangster boss.
Yay! That'll go over well. Swipe right to take on outlaws. Swipe left.
which one do I do?
I don't know what to do.
He's king of the outlaws in the royal hierarchy of outlaws. That's who he is. He's coming to town, much like Santa, and it's up to one of us to stop him. And we're such weird people, we're going to let a game of poker decide that.
Wow. All right.
If you decide... So here we go, kids. Choice time again. If you decide to stay and play cards, because your whole point was you wanted to meet new people, turn to page 8. If you decide to walk out of the saloon, I came in here to meet people and drink dirty water, and I don't want to fight crime bosses, then turn to page 10.
I love it.
We'll give the kids a chance to do that.
What do you think of the name Kurt Malloy?
Kurt Malloy. I think the name Kurt always implies that this guy's a little rough around the edges.
Okay.
We got so many people who are logged in to Eddie and the Star Cruisers. we gotta count this. Saloon, office, play cards, walk. Play cards, walk. So we basically are split.
They're split. We're tied. Kurt Malloy.
We gotta have a tiebreaker here.
I think that needs to be maybe Lenny Vernon's dad. It's Kurt Malloy.
Kurt Malloy, the estranged father of Lenny Vernon, badass trucker.
Because I don't know that we've Lenny ever. Vernon. Do we know who Lenny's dad is?
I mean, I don't know if that's been established in the canon. I think you could easily spin that to be like, oh, well, Lenny took on the last name of the kindly old trucker man that took him under his wing. Little did he know Kurt Malloy was his father. Brigand and outlaw. Cactus puncher and heartbreaker.
Actually, Lenny probably doesn't have a dad. He's probably immaculately conception. You know, he just poof.
Lenny begot Lenny kind of thing? Lenny spoke and Lenny was.
Yes.
We got literally split down the middle. I don't have my coin here to flip.
Oh, okay. Let's do
Have to flip something. Here we go. Lee's going to flip the old Covert Nerd Podcast coin toss.
Yeah, we need
to see if we're going to walk.
I keep forgetting. We need the Covert Nerd coin.
We can get that done pretty easily.
I know. I just need to do it.
I know, right. Dude, trust me. Listen, we're flipping a coin. I say heads is Kurt Malloy. Because it sounds like he's got a big head. Heads like is a bucket
Kurt Malloy.
Head.
Okay, we're going to flip again. Heads is Kurt Malloy. Tails.
Oh, so, we got to walk.
We got to walk. We're done. We're out of here.
Page 10. All right. We came here page to play cards 10. And drink dishwater, not fight crime kings.
Yeah, we're only 8 years old. We can't be shooting
we're
outlaws.
Eight.
Come on. All right. We're walking. So as you pass the bar on your way out of the saloon, you overhear a couple of cowhands talking. Here's these hands that just keep talking again. Cowhands talking.
These hands have mouths?
Now they have mouths, evidently.
I heard there's some stuff going down. Oh, no.
It's Kurt Malloy.
He's a 3-year-old playing poker.
Oh, they've discovered a lot of gold in California, one of them says, and there could be some around here. I've heard there's plenty up in Bald Mountain. That might be the place to go. You walk up and get into the conversation. Before the evening is over, the two cowhands, Lefty and Jake, oh my, have asked you to come.
Why do they call you Lefty?
Yeah, he's missing his
one testicle.
Let's see.
Which one it is.
Lefty and Jake have asked you to come prospecting with them. The idea sounds good. So the next morning, you buy some gear from the local store, and the three of you head toward Bald Mountain. As you leave town, you see some men on the horseback riding down the main street, looking as if they owned it. You know it must be Kurt Malloy and his gang.
The leaps of logic we take.
You choose the right time to get out, but as you ride along, you begin to worry about Lefty and Jake. After all, you hardly know them. Maybe you do better on your own. All right. If you decide to stick with your new companions, turn to page 18. If you decide to leave them and ride on by yourself, turn to page 19. Oh. So hang out with our guys that we just met, or we ditch them and we just go on our own.
Lefty and Jake.
Lefty and Jake.
We're on our own. I'll take the stakes. This is what we would call a critical path in Choose Your Own Adventure Land, where things, the story at this point could go either way. I think the saloon thing was kind of an initial little like, you know, whatever. But now
it's serious.
Smell it. We got one vote. We go with the boys. And another one, stick with the friends. Basically the same thing. Unanimous decision there. Across the board.
Matt says stay with Lefty and the posse.
Everybody.
So
there we go. Everybody agrees there.
We're not ditching him. All right. So stick with our buddies on page 18.
Guys, so we've known for all of 3 seconds. We may live to regret this.
So we've got Lefty, Jake, and Kurt Malloy. Wow.
Here we go. And this is me, right?
Yeah.
As you finish the best friends forever necklaces you've made for Jake and Lefty, you'll go along with Jake and Lefty for a while anyway. Before you decide to betray them and shoot them in the back.
Take all their gold.
And take their gold. Pull their fillings out of their teeth. At least there is lots of beautiful scenery to look at.
Oh.
That night you make camp near a fast-flowing stream. That's a weird way to say the stream was rushing quickly. Nearby is a waterfall, and below it is a sparkling pool where you can take a little swim. You enjoy Jake's company. This is taking a turn.
Yeah.
But there is something about
Lefty.
You feel as if you've known him forever. But there's something about Lefty you don't like. He keeps bragging about what a great rider he is. This book is taking a weird turn. And what a great hunter he is. You wonder why he feels the need to carry on like that. Still, you don't give it too much thought. Every evening, after a hard day's prospecting for gold, the three of you sit around the campfire and talk about how rich you will become. But day after day goes by, and you don't find any gold. You wonder whether it's worthwhile to look further. If you decide to stick it out a little longer, turn to page 34. If you decide to take off and seek your fortune elsewhere, turn to page 36.
Okay. We just came in. we just came into town to kind of relax and hang out, and now all of a sudden we're prospecting for gold. Things escalated quickly.
Right. It's like, all right, we got one vote for stick it out. See, you came out here, see it through. You're with one guy you like and one guy is probably going to kill you in your sleep.
Yeah, I have a feeling Lefty may not be, like you were saying in previous episodes, when you start getting a little further on, you can start seeing some signs of where it could go bad quickly.
Yep.
And Lefty,
you get that choose your own adventure sense.
Like, yes, your spidey senses starts taking off. So
sleep with your gun.
That's right.
We got one vote for stick it out and one vote for bounce. Get out of there, man. What are you doing?
Get the heck out of there.
So we'll have Matthew hopefully come in and split the tie.
Yes.
And if he doesn't come in too quick, we'll flip the coin.
We'll flip the proverbial coin again.
I like that you have the coin app that people can see.
Yep.
So they know that we're not like fudging the results here.
We're not messing around.
We could probably put your logo on that, I bet you, couldn't we?
Oh, I don't know. I'll have to do some searching. Yeah, good idea, Eddie.
That's right. Stand.
Coming in.
It's a good-looking logo. It should be on a coin.
That's right.
Covert nerd coin.
So do we want to flip then?
I say flip the coin, man. Let's do this.
So tails, we stick it out. So
tails, we stick it out. Heads, we bounce.
Oh, we bounce.
Oh, we're out of there.
We're off on our own. We're out.
Something about Lefty doesn't fit right with us.
Yeah.
I don't want to wake up with a knife in my chest.
So we're going to page 36. You're tempted to head across the desert for Silver Springs, which you have heard is a pretty lively town. But since you're not far from the Morningstar Ranch, you ride over there to check it out. They offer you work as a ranch hand, and you think the job would be enjoyable. Yet you wonder if you might find something more exciting in Silver Springs. We're just kind of job hopping, aren't we?
We do not know what we want in this life.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. And I didn't know ranches had hands too.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Or the hands covered in ranch.
Cows have hands. Ranches have hands. Yeah. Ranches are covered in ranch. So, all right. Everybody listening or watching, if you want to help out, let us know. Should we decide to stay at Morningstar Ranch or do we go to Silver Springs? So type in the comment section there what you want us to do. Do we stay?
Now, should I stay or should I go?
Should I go now? I was just thinking that.
I have a theory about Morningstar Ranch, though.
Okay.
We all know that the name of Satan is Lucifer, which translates to the Morning Star. Did you know that?
Yes. Yeah. Morning Star. Yes.
And that is the name of the devil. That's where he lives.
We don't go there.
No. So, he was an angel. I was correcting me. He was an angel. The Lucifer was a fallen angel.
He was the son of the Morning Star.
If we go on that ranch, we're going to be working for the devil.
Well, looks like Paul is in the chat. Hey, Paul. Paul's in there.
Hand up the devil, I believe it was called.
Paul says to go to Morningstar because it sounds evil.
Matt, sounds evil.
Matt says Silver Springs. And then Kim says Silver Springs.
Ooh.
Oh, wait, no. We got two and two. Right? Let's see. One, two.
Yep.
Yes. It's split again, split. Eddie. Running with the devil.
Morningstar, Silver Springs.
All right.
Here we go.
We're going to flip again. Let's make heads Silver Springs.
Okay. And tails, the devil tail.
We're going to the devil.
Oh.
We're going to Morningstar. That's 92.
Boop, 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 boop. 92. It's gonna be like, and the guy goes, aha!
It's like, yeah. It's the devil. Does the Scooby-Doo thing. Oh, okay. See? We were right. Eddie was right.
I'm telling you, I smelled it. I smelled it on the air. I know. I got that sense. Tingles in my mouth. Wait a minute. You stay on as a cowhand at the Morningstar Ranch. It's a great place to live if you like demons. You especially like riding the range, breathing the fresh air, and looking up at the stars and listening to the coyotes howl at the moon. You feel as if you might just stay forever. The end.
Wow. So working for the devil isn't so bad.
Not so bad. You know, apparently, who knew? And it's a great little illustration there. I like that it's that they have a girl there instead of like the more predominant like 80s sensibility of putting a boy in every picture.
You're right.
But she ended up against me with a big old cup of coffee. Look at that thing.
Look at that. I noticed that. Look at that mug. They don't mess around. That's there like the on the Morningstar Ranch.
I ordered a large.
I want the. Excuse me. I ordered the large cup of coffee.
Exactly. But she's got a look of satisfaction on her face. She's happy with her career choices.
See, Matt says he didn't kill us. He didn't kill us this time.
Matt didn't get us killed. So there you go. I think we should get achievement badges for viewers. Like Matt knew down.
Achievement unlocked. Well, we were doing points last time. Remember the points? We'll give Matthew 100 points for not killing us this
points.
Time.
He didn't get us killed. 100 covert nerd points.
Yes. And Paul says, I've had worse on my hands. I've had to change diapers.
Yes. Yeah. Any of the diaper changes out there.
We'll give Paul 10 points for changing diapers. So
you get 10 points for changing diapers. We'll give Kim 50 points because she said don't stay with the devil.
Good
but
point.
But it turned out it was a better thing to do. So now we're moving on.
Yeah. Let's go into space. We're going to the third planet from Altar. Oh, Jesse's in the chat. Hey, Jesse. Should we give Jesse?
Altar is Al's full name.
You're right. That's his full Altar. Jesse, we give Jesse 5 points for being awesome.
We give Jesse 5 points for showing up and hanging out with us.
He's changed so many diapers. Yeah. Yeah. Trust me.
The cover of this one is particularly confusing.
It is. This is still Paul Granger. Yeah, so same. This has got.
Some of these Choose Your Own Adventure book covers are just at next level bonkers.
They are.
They're very like the 70s, like super like overly thoughtful sci-fi. Like,
well, they tried
a spaceship and a kid falling through some seaweed and a dog smoking a pipe. So why is the dog smoking a pipe? Why are you even in the room, man?
they really try to fit a lot on the covers to try to explain what's going on. But yeah, this is Paul Granger and Edward Packard again. This is number 7 in the series.
Oh man, so we're early on.
Yeah, this is like Deadwood was the first one technically, but in the series it was number 8. But do you want to start, Eddie, or do you want me to start?
I'll start the sucker off here. Let me get to page 1. I can already tell by the first paragraph in this story, this is going to be the most heady sci-fi. Get ready, kids.
Yeah, hang on. Edward Packard like doing that.
Oh, dude. For many years, we need to play some like spacey music in the background at some point. Like, you know.
Oh. Like quirky 60s spacey music.
Yes, a lot of Moog synthesizers going on. Al, bust out the Moog synthesizer. He's getting it out.
Okay.
For many years, astronomers tried to detect messages. Getting tired. messages from life in outer space. Finally, at an observatory on top of Mauna Kea, hope I said that right, in Hawaii, these signals were recorded. And I'm going to read every one of these.
Black space, white space, black square, black dot.
How about doing that to us? Crazy looking cipher right there. There it is. It's an ambiance.
Anyway, okay.
Here we go. Their source was found to be the third planet from Altair, a yellow-white star 16 light years from Earth. Scientists everywhere agreed that the signals, which were repeated continuously.
I'll wait for Eddie. We'll finish it off here. Or I'll finish it off here. I don't know what happened to Eddie. We're lost in space. Exactly. Well, their source was found to be the third planet from Altar, and scientists everywhere agreed that the signals, which were repeated continuously every few minutes, must certainly have been sent by intelligent beings, but they were unable to agree on their meeting. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Eddie was like frozen in time or space, one of the two. So we'll see if he gets back on board here. You are one of the crew of the four aboard the spaceship Aloha. How convenient, since it was in Hawaii. You and your companions have been chosen to journey to Altar to seek whomever or whatever is sending the messages. You hope to travel the vast distance in only a few weeks instead of hundreds of years. By making use of a time contraction technology, all systems operated perfectly as you blasted off and accelerated past Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn and on into interstellar space. Now, 2 weeks later, you're standing on the bridge watching the rearview display screen. The sun has diminished in size and brightness so that it now looks like an ordinary star. With you are Captain Bud Stanton, veteran astronaut, Professor Henry Pickens, cosmologist, not cosmetologist. We need somebody to cut hair and do makeup. So
I need my eyelashes extended in space.
In space. And Dr. Neera Vivaldi, an anthropologist specializing in interspecies communication. All right. So interspecies communication, but she's on Earth. I guess. All right.
She talks to like rocks and plants and stuff.
Yeah, talks to crickets. I specialize in cricket vernacular.
Ooh.
All right. Suddenly, space around the ship is filled with flickering light. You glance at the captain. He's rigid, as if he were frozen. Oh, just like Eddie. He got frozen there for a second.
I know. See what happened. Let it go, man.
Sparks dance around the computer. Your body begins to tingle. Pickens is leaning over the sensor data display, shivering as though he has a severe chill. We must be passing through an antimatter storm, he says in a shaky voice. Fortunately, a mild one. Mild, perhaps, you reply, but look at the captain. He's paralyzed. I think we should turn back, says Dr. Vivaldi. We're not equipped to handle this, especially without the captain. I think we're through the worst of it, Pickens says. I'm sure the captain would want us to continue on our mission. Your decision will break the deadlock. Here's our decision point. If you allow the Aloha to continue on course to Altar, turn to page 6. If you instruct the computer to change your course, turn to page 8. So do we want to continue or do we want to change course? I love the illustration of the captain. Look at that. He's just like stiff.
Like he's like at a cool 30 degree angle too. He's just yeah. Like, oh.
So he's not falling over. He's just frozen.
No.
All right.
We're split. Change course and continue.
Continue. So we are split.
You might need to flip the old Clover Nerd coin.
We might have to flip the coin. Oh. Go.
Nope, it's Jesse saying go continue. Oh, we got two continues. Oh.
Change course. Change. Oh my.
Change. I think change gets it, right?
Let's see. We have
two continues and three changes.
Yeah. One, two, three. No, we're 3-3. Oh, but Jesse tried to vote twice. Jesse
with that one person, two votes.
Two votes.
I mean, we got another one. Oh, yeah, we're good.
So change.
Continue. Change is, I think change wins
change
by one
wins.
Vote.
One vote.
Change.
Gosh, Eddie, we're bad. Matt tried to vote twice, too.
Everybody settle down.
Oh, yeah, see, Kim called him out. I like David Bowie.
Kim is totally that kid in school. He voted twice.
Kim's all coming right in saying, you stop it. So, okay.
So we split.
We're split.
Bust out that coin.
Matt, I mailed in my vote twice. All right. So tails we go. Let's do tails we go. Just keep going.
Tails we go and then heads we change. Is that the idea?
Yep. So tails we go. So we're
go.
Just going to keep on trucking.
Keep on going.
All right. You want to grab that one, Eddie, or?
I got it. And what page was that? On my
six. Kim, y'all called out my boy, Jesse. Oh, Jesse with the puns. Don't flip out.
Oh, there it is. He can't help himself. It's like a shark.
Yes.
He's got to run or he'll die. Proceed. Use hyperspeed evasion, which everybody knows is way faster than regular evasion.
Yes. I learned that at my correspondence course.
Evasion correspondence course. You tell the computer. The Aloha shudders as it streaks through space. Pickens takes the captain to his cabin. You begin to feel normal again. The Aloha has passed safely through the storm, but signals from the third planet can no longer be detected. The captain will recover, Pickens informs you a short while later, but I do not think we have seen our last antimatter storm. And you said, nobody asked you, Pickens. Get back to your station before you feel the back of my hand.
Yes.
That's me using one of my grandma threats. The following days pass uneventfully. That's basically, anyway, the entirety of our 2020. The sun star Altair grows so bright that you can no longer look directly at it. You have already entered its solar system, and soon you approach the third planet, a blue-green sphere that looks a lot like Earth, except for the strangely symmetrical bands of white clouds orbiting the planet far above its surface. It's like a Mario Brother planet.
Yeah.
Those 8-bit
clouds. Where's Toad?
Exactly. The planet is only inhabited by mushrooms, turtles, and Italians. The third planet has three small moons, one of which, sensors report, is totally covered with water. The water moon and the orbiting clouds are such unusual phenomena that you are inclined to investigate them before attempting to enter the planet's atmosphere. So here we go. We have another thrice choice. Three choices. If you investigate the water moon, turn to page 9. If you investigate the clouds orbiting the planet, turn to page 10.
Okay.
If you head directly for the third planet, that's why we came here. Yes. Our captain's dead.
I'm dead because of this.
Turn to page 13. There you go.
Water moon, clouds orbiting the planet, or the third planet, our original one.
Water moon was Al's name in hydration proctology camp.
Oh man. Al's been to every camp.
He has like 47 sashes of
sashes.
So we have a vote. We have votes here. We have water moon.
Jesse says 13.
Head for planet 3.
Clouds.
Or the third planet.
Cloud City.
Oh, we got two votes for clouds.
Yeah, Paul says, Cloud City, I'm down for a betrayal.
No! Damn you, Lando.
Oh, Matt says, lucky 13.
Oh, 13. Now we're split between
two clouds and two 13s. We're split. Again, since we're split, we'll flip the coin. Yes, Jesse, Matt and you are on the same page. Literally and figuratively. So we got two clouds, two 13s. So we'll go heads is clouds. So we'll go heads is the clouds. Tails. That means we're going to the third planet, which is page 13. Since that was our original mission anyway, go ahead and do this one while we wait for Eddie. Eddie got lost again. Yeah. Exactly, Matt. He got frozen in carbonite. Well, that's why we didn't want to go and get betrayed in the Cloud City. The Aloha passes through the uppermost levels of the third planet's atmosphere and glides into stationary orbit. The captain, who has now recovered, asks you to take a Signet shuttlecraft to the surface. You load up packs of instruments, food, and water. The Signet separates from the Aloha. You bring the shuttlecraft down to 1,000 meters above the ground, intending to look for unusual features. Almost at once, you are blinded by lights flashing all around you. You quickly make an emergency landing, setting down in a smooth meadow. You try to make contact with the Aloha, but radio communications have been cut off. What do we want to do here? Do we want to get out and explore, or do we return to the Aloha? So do we go out and explore, or do we get back on ship and try to get out of there? Alderaan, here we come. I like that. Good luck finding that. Paul, I'm not sure we're in the same book. So do we get adventurous, guys, or do we get back on that ship and get out of here? They blinded you with science. Exactly. Oh, Carolyn's in the chat. Hey, Carolyn. She says explore. We have no idea. Well, that's fine. We don't know what's going on half the time. So Carolyn says to explore. Give it just get adventurous. Kim says to explore. Paul says to explore. I think it's unanimous, Eddie. They all want us to explore.
What are we exploring? Because I got abducted by aliens.
Aliens probed. Again. Did you get probed? Did you get probed? He did.
Dude, such probing.
Yeah. Well, we landed on the planet, Eddie. And so we can explore the planet or we can hop back on our ship and get out of here. And everybody says explore. Carolyn's in the chat, by the way.
Oh, there's Carolyn.
So we're going to go exploring on page 20.
20. In the distance is a large lake. Along its shores are groves of trees. You climb out of the shuttlecraft and walk toward the lake. As you get closer, you are amazed to see what you took to be trees ahead of you look more like giant weeds or wild flowers. Isn't a tree just a giant weed, though? Let's be real.
It is.
Suddenly, there is nothing under your feet. You are sliding down a steep slope into a dark, smelly pit, which was Al's nickname
culinary school. Yes, yes.
You are shaken but unhurt as you catch your breath. You notice a tunnel leading into the pit. This could be an escape route. Our exploring of this planet has taken a weird turn.
It has. Hashtag so much probing. Eddie secretly likes it. Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. Why does this planet hate us? Yeah, exactly.
Page 38. Here we go.
38. Here we are. Oh boy, this is gonna be good. Coming toward you out of the tunnel is an animal with terrible face, quivering whiskers, and a mean mouth of a rat. But this thing is the size. Yeah, mean mouth. That's an interesting description there. But this thing is the size of a bear, and its teeth are like those of a huge wolf. As the rat beast comes closer, you reach for your laser pistol, but it's gone, lost during your slide into the pit. The pit lost it. You quickly pick up a handful of sand. Then, when the beast is almost upon you, you hurl the sand in its eyes and run past it to the tunnel. The rat beast is apparently blinded or confused, for you are able to escape through the tunnel, which winds upward to the surface of the planet. Thankfully, you step out into the fresh air, but the lake is gone. Perhaps it was a mirage. It is not pleasant to think that your eyes may be playing tricks on you. You feel exhausted from the ordeal, confused about where you are, and anxious to return to the Aloha. If you start out immediately to find your way back to the Signet, turn to page 7. If you sit and rest for a few minutes, turn to page 59. So do we rest or do we run back to our ship?
Yep. This is another critical point.
Yeah, you can tell.
You can choose your own adventure sense is tingling.
Yes. The secret there is no secret.
I can't say because I'm a humble, I know, mean mouth and terrible face. Mean mouth.
I know. I like that description. Al's nickname. Yeah, Al's nickname in climbing school. Exactly. Yeah, I like to look at Matt. Rats in of grill, unusual size.
Grill Crafting Academy.
Grill Crafting Academy, yeah.
Mean mouth. Yeah, we have to abstain what we would normally do on this because before we'd make recommendations, but that was us influencing the jury here. We got rest.
Rats of unusual size.
Yep.
So we got rest or run. Fat guy code says always rest. That's what Paul says. Kim says rest. So we got two rests.
Rest. I'm going to assume that Jesse is saying, let's get the heck out of there with his votes there.
Yes.
When he's saying, let the wild rumpus start.
So
we got three votes for rest. Oh, we got two votes for rest and two votes for run, basically.
Run.
Yeah, aloha. We're split. Again,
oh.
We're split.
Oh, no. Carolyn broke it because she says, go back to the aloha.
Oh, there it is. Aloha means hello and goodbye. So I don't know.
And another one for run. So I think, wow. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4 runs and two rests. So
we're getting out of there.
We're getting out of there. So back to page 7. We're going to go clear back to page 7.
Page 7 it is. Here we go. Oh, see, already the picture's already scaring me.
oh, there's that plant. There's the plant picture, from the cover.
Yeah, exactly. We're about to get probed.
Yeah, I think it's too late. Eddie already did.
I felt it. Yeah, exactly. Unpleasant, but not. as you continue on, you notice that what you had thought was a lake. Man, you can't count on your senses for anything on this planet. The trees are giant flowers. The rat is a bear with a mean face, a mean mouth. And the lake is not a lake.
Not a lake.
It's actually a meadow of blue-gray moss. You are relieved to know that you are not losing your senses. Okay.
Yeah.
But we thought it was a lake.
Yeah. Okay. So you kind of are.
You kind of are losing your senses. Anyway, you cross the mossy meadow and approach a stream that is almost obscured by the thick underbrush along its banks. Near the stream, you pass clumps of large bushy plants waving in the wind. But there is something odd about this. There is no wind. The plants seem to be searching for something, perhaps food. One of them is bending down over you. In a moment, you realize you have been surrounded by the plants.
Oh.
If you dive into the underbrush in the hope that the plants won't be able to get at you there, turn to page 46. If you try to run away from the plants, turn to page 48. Ooh.
Ooh, okay.
You would go to the underbrush, the scariest brush.
The scariest kind. It's like being attacked by a salad. Oh. We already got one vote to run away.
No, one run.
If you're diving, I'm confused. So we're going to dive under the underbrush, but isn't that part of the plant that's attacking you?
I'm telling you, I'm feeling like we almost need to zig when you think you need to zag on this one.
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering.
You got two votes for run here.
Paul says run.
You guys would be dead in Choose Your Own Adventure Land. I'm just telling you.
Never trust a vegan.
Run. We have three votes for run. Yep. Carolyn's getting some creep show. Stephen King.
Moss ball vibes. That's awesome.
We have votes all across the grab. Everybody's saying run.
Run.
Y'all just killed us.
Run. Run as fast as you can.
We're all going to die.
Matt says run.
All right.
So it's run.
It's on you.
It's run, Forrest, run.
Where we die. We're dead.
Yeah, that's 48.
I'm looking up coffins right now.
I'm picking out my coffin. I can get to 48. Oh, okay. No, maybe. We might survive a little longer, Eddie. All right. You start to run, but at once you feel something like a wet towel twining around your leg.
The worst feeling, really.
Yeah, it is. All the time. You whirl about and slash at it with your knife. Hey, where did we get the knife? Remember, we lost our gun.
A laser knife. This is the future we're talking about here.
Then we lost our gun because we fell down the pit. But we have our knife.
Good.
Okay. It loosens its grip, but another plant flaps against your face. It leaves curling around your neck. You duck, twist, and run as fast as you can. In a few minutes, you reach the safety of a forest of giant ferns. Soon you see a blurry shape running toward you. A moment later, a band of humanoid creatures runs past. You wonder whether you should try to communicate with them. Perhaps they could help you learn more about the third planet. On the other hand, they might hold you captive, or worse.
Or worse.
I love that. Or worse.
Or worse. They start a podcast with you.
Yeah. If you call out to them, turn to page 65. If you stay hidden until they pass, turn to 67. So do we call out or do we hide like the scared little 8-year-olds that are reading this book are?
Exactly. Hey, humanoid things that look weird like Dr. Seuss meets Jar Jar Binks.
Who ran to where the red fern grows.
Hiding, because everything on this planet so far has tried to kill us.
Look at Carolyn's title, Children of the Ferns.
Right? Fern Gully, the next blood.
Next blood. Okay, so we have one vote for Hyde. We have Paul says to talk to the strangers. That always works.
Yep. Carolyn invoking Children of the Corn.
Jesse, call them. 1-800-COLLECT.
So we got 3 votes for talk. Yeah, we have 4 votes for talk.
Hey, you guys. That's a good one, Matt.
All right, here we go. We're going to talk to these fuzzy
We're going to talk to them. Things. So 65.
I'm a little scared, guys. We'll see here.
We're getting close. I have a feeling.
Yeah, we're dancing on the edge here. Fortunately, the people are friendly, like most podcasters.
Yes.
They take you to their village. A cluster. I thought it said nude, by the way. It's rude.
Eddie.
Rude? Why is it rude? A cluster of rude shelters.
Shelters. Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be crude, maybe? Anyway, rude shelters interspersed with huge stone monuments. To your surprise, you find Dr. Vivaldi in the village.
Oh, he's already there.
Right. Like, whoa, bro, where you been? Oh, she encountered Lady Bro, where you been? She encountered some of the villagers while searching for you. Have you examined these monuments? She asks excitedly. And you're like, no, I just almost got killed by a giant rat. And then a
plant. By a salad.
No, I didn't read any monuments.
I tried to eat the salad, but the salad tried to eat me.
Exactly. Make me into some croutons. Have you suddenly Seymour from the peanut gallery? Have you examined these monuments? She asks excitedly. They are exactly like the ones on Easter Island in the Pacific Ocean.
Ooh.
You are aware that no one knows who fashioned the Easter Island monuments or why. After photographing the monuments, you return to your signet in Dr. Vivaldi's shuttlecraft and ascend to the Aloha. The captain is amazed by your report.
Well, wasn't the captain like frozen?
Frozen?
Maybe it must be unfrozen now. Okay, so next page. I only wish we can investigate this planet further, he says, but our medical sensors indicate that there are microorganisms in the atmosphere that we have no defense against. If we stay here, we will become fatally ill. Aloha blasts out of stationary orbit and is soon streaking past Altar's outermost planet. If I'm right, the captain says to you as the two of you are standing on the bridge, we are not the first to have made the trip between Earth and the third planet of Altar. The end. As we figured out where the Easter Island statues came from, Eddie.
These fuzzy-headed Jar Jar Binks-looking things left them.
Left them there.
But we don't know why still.
I did look up the word rude, and one of the definitions is roughly made or done, lacking subtlety or sophistication. So there you go. Now we know.
They all used right. it. Yeah, it is a reverse War of the Worlds. We had to go. We were going to get sick.
Yeah, exactly right. Oh, man.
It is a podcast arcade lounge. Look at that.
It is.
I do love the ending illustration with that one astronaut taking a photo.
Yes. Next to the aliens.
Regular old camera. Yeah, exactly. Like, hey.
You know what, Eddie? I just realized we didn't die in either one of these.
In both run-throughs, we did not. We survived.
That rarely happens. We almost got eaten by lettuce and by a giant rat.
Well done, guys.
But we still survived. So good job.
Give yourself some applause there. I will say, I think every time we've done this, we've at least died once.
Everybody in the chat gets 1,000 points.
1,000 covert nerd points for everybody.
Spend it wherever you want.
Just walk in to your local establishments and be like, do you have any idea who I am? right now.
I have a thousand. Yeah, you bring in, you just like slap on the table all these coins, the Covert Nerd coins. You're like, I'm paying with this. They're like, they'll just look at you like, I don't know what
are you talking about? I don't know what the exchange rate is on your stupid American money, but I got Covert Nerd coin. Die once last night.
I know. I'm impressed, man. That's amazing.
Seriously, you guys should be proud of yourselves. You chose super wisely tonight. My choose your own adventure sense was on fire.
I know. I thought for sure this, you know, we were done after the salad attacked us.
Dude, I could smell the funeral home. I was like, we're gonna be dead.
Oh, Jesse.
I'm like, this is how we die. This is it.
Jesse's pretty happy. I'm a thousandaire.
Exactly, man. You are now 1,000 Covert Nerd coins richer than you were when you started. Celebrate, everybody.
And come back in 2 weeks, Eddie. You'll be in your new place. And we'll probably, what we've been doing in the past is we just go through the same book again. But we might choose a little differently so that, you know, maybe we will tumble over a cliff on top of a burning mammoth.
Well, and in 2 weeks, we're close to Halloween. I'm thinking, I mean, there's got to be at least a scary, haunted one that we've done a couple of them before, but there's got to be at least one or one more that we haven't done or whatever.
Yeah, we'll find something. We'll figure something out. Otherwise, you know, going on a planet, being chased by a rat and eaten by a salad, I mean,
that's scary enough.
That's scary enough.
Exactly.
So, well, thank you, everybody in the chat. That was fun. Enjoy your Covert Nerd coins. Spend them wisely. Invest.
Invest a little bit of them. Yes. Good seeing you guys again.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
These are really fun. Like I said, I really enjoy doing these. I hope you enjoy listening to them. Please go to covertnerd.net for all the different ways you can get in touch with me via email, SpeakPipe, social media. Also find out when our next Choose Your Own Adventure Live is so that you can participate. And again, until next time, nerd it up.
Oh, boom. We're live. All right. We're back. And are we bad?
We bad. We tough. When it comes to fighting, we can't get enough.
You better run
to your mom and your dad. We tough and we bad.
Good thing, because we're going to the wild, wild west today. And we're going to be fighting some bad guys along with Al Garrison. Is going to grab his six-shooter, climb on his horse, and shoot some bad guys.
This is not a shaming of Al. He'd have to ride a Clydesdale. Just saying.
Yeah.
He's a big man. You're going to be riding those Budweiser horses if you're Al. I'm going to be riding a little My Little Pony because I can't. I'm kidding. I'm a normal size.
You're going to ride a Colty. Speaking of Colties.
Hey! Speaking of Colties, be sure to check out Omug Comics' newest entry into the Lenny Vernon Badass Trucker saga, the Colty saga.
Exactly. And, one of three. Yeah. So there's more Colty goodness to go around.
Exactly. And yeah, it's a good tie-in for this Wild West theme. Now, the thing that's funny is you have a cover up that you're showing to people here, and I have a cover that looks like my great-great-great-grandma's journal.
Well, I have that at the beginning. So, yeah, I don't know what this was scanned from. Maybe it's a misscan or something, because that's not what they look like.
Stolen from the library of Vincent Price.
Exactly.
He was a fan of these books. And he had a fake cover on the top to look all cultured.
And then you open it up, and it's a kid's book. Look at this.
These are Transformers books. See,
look at that mustache. On that guy.
That's a Lenny Vernon patch right there.
Yeah, it is. And then the little patch, what do they call that? Like the chin patch or whatever? I don't know.
Something like that. The soul patch, right?
Yeah, there we go.
Your soul.
That's where your soul resides.
You're shaving that off.
If you shave it off, you lose your soul. Anyway.
It's true.
It's illustrated by Paul Granger. Edward Packard and Paul really loved working together. And this is the very first Choose Your Own Adventure book that Bantam published. There was a earlier one done called Sugarcane Island by a previous publisher, but didn't sell well. But this is the first one that they produced from Bantam.
So this is Sugarcane Island.
Yeah. But this is the one that got the ball rolling on the ones we know.
Okay.
So
the preceding books were not printed by Bantam?
No. They had Sugarcane Island, and I think Dinosaur Island was another one, but it just never really took off. And so Edward Packard kind of shelved it for a little bit, and then his friend knew somebody at Bantam and said, "Hey, I've got this book idea you guys need to check out." And there we go. That's where it all started.
Man, which island would you live on? Dinosaur or Sugarcane?
Sugarcane Island, exactly.